Thank the Lord this morning for Calvary. Calvary is what made the difference. And I'm thankful it's still making a difference in our heart and lives this morning. If you will turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the message the Lord had put on our hearts is entitled, Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. You want the Lord to speak to you? Are you willing and ready to listen this morning to what the Lord has to say? We live in a time that many people don't want anyone to tell them what to do. We live in a time people are not willing, it seems like many people are not willing to take instruction. They're not willing to take counsel. But Lord, give us the mind this morning and the heart to open up our heart and say, Speak, Lord. I want to hear what you have to say. Have you ever had someone ask you a question and then just start talking, answering their own question based on what they thought and didn't give you even time to answer? So, well, what do you think about such and such? Or can you give me some advice about this? And then they just took off. They weren't really wanting to hear what you had to say. Or maybe someone just flat out tell you, I don't want to listen to you. Don't want to hear what you have to say. And that unfortunately happens as well. What are we doing with the Lord this morning? Are we willing to give God time to talk to us? Are we willing to say, Lord, I'm going to give you time and I want you to talk to me? I'd like us to consider Samuel this morning, the book of 1 Samuel. We begin in the first chapter of Samuel 1, reading about Hannah, who was a woman that was devout. She was a godly woman, but she was barren. She couldn't have a child, and she desperately wanted to have a child. And so every year when they would go to the temple, she would pray. So one year she was there and she was very distressed in her spirit. And she was very distraught and she was weeping and she was praying and she was there asking the Lord, Lord, would you please give me a child? And if you will give me a child, she said, I will give him back to you. In other words, I'm not just asking some Lord for free, but if you bless me, I'm going to turn around and give it right back to you. But Lord, you know my heart's desire. May the Lord give us that heart as well this morning. As God blesses us, are we willing to turn around and bless God? Lord, what you give, it's yours. We're just caretakers. We are stewards of what the Lord blesses us with. And she was saying, Lord, if you'll give me a child, I'll take care of him, but I'm going to consecrate him back to you. And in her distress, she was there in the tabernacle. She was at the tabernacle. And the priest Eli saw her and he thought she was drunk because she was not speaking audibly, but he saw her in distress and he saw her mouth moving. She was praying in her heart. And he said, ma'am, he said, I'm putting in my words. He said, lady, you need to put away the wine and you're drunk and you need to stop drinking, in other words. You need to lay that aside. And she said, no, she said, I have not been drinking wine nor strong drink. Now, there's a whole lesson in that, isn't there? Well, it's not strong. I have not drinking wine nor strong drink. That's not the cause of the problem. And she told Eli what her burden was. She went away from there and God answered her prayer and gave her a son. And she named him Samuel. She named him Samuel saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Samuel, the Lord had his hand on Samuel as a boy. Just as a young child, God had his hand on him. And I believe this morning that God has his hand on everyone and he has a purpose for your life this morning. If we do not follow the Lord, we are going to bring to naught the purpose of God for us. But the Lord has a divine purpose for each and every one of us this morning. And so that's kind of the background that brings us where we are. When we read that she conceived, she had a child, she named him Samuel. And when he was weaned, When he was weaned, she brought Samuel to the tabernacle and put him in the charge of Eli the priest and said I was going to give him back to the Lord, and she actively did it. Now, we live in a time people say, Lord, it's yours. Where's my billfold? This is just a little example. Well, I can't even find it. Here it is. People say, Lord, it's all yours, and they hold on to it. It's yours, Lord, but I'm just taking care of it, but it's yours. Many people are doing that with their life. Lord, I'm yours, but we're doing what we want. We're holding on to it. Hannah actively brought Samuel to the temple, and she said, Lord, I said I was going to give him back. Here he is. I release my charge of my son, and I put him here to work and worship and be a help to the priest. And that's where we find Samuel. Now, there is a question, how old was Samuel? Well, there are some, it was when he was weaned. The Jews, according to Josephus, the Jews wean their children around 3 years of age. Now, I know that's a little atypical in our country, but you will find in many other countries where there's many times lack of nutrition, there's not the nutrients, or just not getting what they need, that children are fed by the mother much longer than is normal in our country. There are some that speculate that he was 5 at that time, and some even older. But most of the Jews, they wean their children at age 3. So at 3 years of old age, he was brought into temple service, tabernacle service to the priest. So verse 1 of chapter 3 is where we will pick up. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. In other words, there was at this time, 3 years of age, and then growing up. We don't know how old he was in chapter 3. But we know that he was working in the tabernacle. There were things that needed to be dusted. The doors of the tabernacle, we read here that he opened the doors of the tabernacle. He was probably in charge of maybe opening the doors at a given time and shutting it up at night. And Eli was an old man. And we find here in the 3rd chapter that he was blind. He couldn't see well. And he was feeble. And so he needed help. And many times you will see a young person or child helping out someone that's aged and infirm. Someone, if they need something from the kitchen, oh, can you go get this for me? Oh, I need this done in town. Can you run and get that? Or I need some food cooked. Can you go get that? So Samuel grew up being a servant. He grew up ministering, and he was around an environment of worship. I believe that's a good place to raise our children this morning. There are those that would isolate their children from the people of God. There is no greater heritage this morning, parents, than to have your children in the worship of the Lord. I want the children to grow up around the altar of the Lord. I want them to hear truth. I want them to hear the preaching of the Word. Here it says that the Word of the Lord was precious. It was because it was scarce. There were no prophets at this time. It said there was no open vision. Since the time of Deborah until the time of Samuel, there had been no one prophesying. So they were reliant upon things they had heard of the past. There was no prophet saying, this is what the Lord says to us today. And so what they had was very precious. So verse 2, it said, it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God was out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Now again, we don't know how old Samuel was. It was sometime between when he was weaned and when this event happened. There is some speculation that he was around 12 years old at this time. 12 years old is when children became more responsible in a spiritual sense. It's when Jesus was taken to the temple, if you will recall. He was 12 years old. It was when, amongst the Jews, when a boy became a son of the law. It was a time you began to teach a trade. It was a time they began to mature. So at 12 years old then, or somewhere thereabouts, maybe a little bit younger, we find Samuel who had been laboring the temple. It was nighttime. Time to go to sleep. Time to cease from the labors of the day. The lights had been dimmed and put out, and Samuel went to lay down somewhere close there in the tabernacle. And Eli had gone to his quarters, a feeble old man. And that sets the scene for what we'll read next. It said in verse 4, it was when Samuel was laid down to sleep that the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and he lay down. And the Lord called yet again. Do you notice who's calling here? It was God. The Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he said, "I called my son. Lie down again." It wasn't me calling. Eli's sons were wicked people. They were cheating the people as priests. As the sons of Eli, they were robbing the people. They were living lives after the flesh. And here we find Eli calling Samuel son. Do you take note of that? My son, go lay down. Do you know, Eli must have had some hopes for Samuel. My own sons have disappointed me. But here's someone that I can teach the way of the Lord. My sons have rejected God, but here's someone of an impressionable age that I can teach, and he's willing. Have you ever called your children, and we won't put our children on the spot, but have you ever called your child and they kind of rolled over in bed and didn't get up and come running and say, "Dad, here I am." And you had to call them again. "It's time to get up. Son, daughter, come on." Oh, and they kind of closed their eyes and pulled the covers up over. And that was not what Samuel did. Children, you would do well to learn from Samuel this morning. He was called, and immediately in obedience, he got up. He didn't yell from the other room, "What do you want, Eli?" I don't like my children hollering me. Now, I have to say, from the other end of the house, I've been guilty of calling my wife's name. But do you know that if I call my children, I really don't like them hollering out, "Yes, Dad, what do you want?" I want you to come where I am. It's a show of respect, isn't it? Children, take note now. Is it all right to teach the children a little bit in this as well? Children, when your parents call you, don't holler back. If they're working in the other room, they want you to come to them. They don't want to get in a shouting match. They want you to get up from where you are. And parents, you can thank me after service. I hope your children are already hearing these things. And I just want to reinforce it this morning because it's right. But they don't want to get in a shouting match. They want you to come and say, "Yes, Dad, what do you need? Here I am." First time Eli called Samuel, in respect and obedience, he got up and said, "Here I am. What do you need, Eli?" And Eli said, "I didn't call you." I remember there's been many a time in the middle of the night I heard something in the house. And I imagine there are some of you other mothers and fathers very similar. I heard something. I thought I heard voices and I got up to go investigate. What's going on? I heard something. I heard a noise that was out of place. And I want to be sure everything's okay. Eli got up to investigate. I heard my name called. And I want to find out what's going on. And he went, and Eli, he called him again. And again, he didn't stay in bed and say, "Well, he said he didn't call me last time. Someone, I'm hearing my name." He got up again the second time and went to Eli. And now verse 7, it says, "Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of God yet revealed unto him." It doesn't mean that Eli or Samuel didn't love the Lord, but He was inexperienced. We had a Bible study recently, a two or three of them, where we talked about the voice of God. Do you know it takes experience? Don't stop trying. If you don't recognize the voice of God this morning, don't stop trying to learn His voice. Samuel was inexperienced. And it takes time and it takes growth in the Lord to begin to know the voice of the Lord. But Samuel kept investigating and responding to the call until he knew what to do. And we would be well served to take that example. The Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." The third time, children, how many of you would just stay in bed after three times? But he was so obedient. He was so willing to serve that even in his error, he kept trying. If you make a mistake, and maybe you thought you knew it was the Lord and things didn't turn out right and you realize later, that wasn't the Lord, I just made a mess. Don't stop trying. Don't give up. It's better to try and err than not to try at all. This morning, if you are struggling in your spiritual experience and it seems like you're trying to do right and it just seems like you keep failing, the enemy would like you to give up this morning. Don't give up. Keep trying, and one of these days you will, by the power of God, break through that veil and mountain of failure and you will find the victory. But if you give up this morning, you're never going to find the victory. You're never going to get to really understand and know God if you give up this morning. So Samuel kept trying. He came the third time because he was inexperienced. And you know what? It takes experience. But it also takes sometimes mentorship. Do you know that's what Eli was to Samuel? He was a mentor. But it seems like, again, especially in our country, but people don't want to be taught. But there is something about spiritual mentorship. We don't go to seminary. Those that are called to the ministry need to be open to have older ministers teach them something. Those that teach should be willing and open for some advice and counsel. How can I do it better? How can I improve? How can I better impart something to those that I'm trying to teach? Not to have a mentality that I have it all figured out. But Samuel had a mentor in Eli, and that's where he went. Here I am. And so Eli, the scripture says that in verse 8, the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." Third time. Sometimes we mistake the voice of the Lord, but you know, there are a lot of voices calling for us this morning. Lots of voices in the world. And who of us here doesn't have any strong opinions? Anybody here doesn't have opinions about things? Situations and circumstances that come up, and I mean, you've got it figured out. If people would just listen to me. I have thought that a few times, I have to confess. If they would just listen. But there's lots of voices in the world. People don't want to listen. Do you know we do well to learn some things from others? Sometimes people just so caught up in their own world, in our own perceptions, that I'm not willing to take time to listen when someone else says, "I've got something to say." I don't want to hear you. Don't want to listen. He went the third time, and it was more than his own thoughts and opinions. But do you know, through the blunders of Samuel, he learned the voice of God? Made some mistakes. But through his blunders, he learned the voice of God. And so this is how Eli responded. He said, "Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child." I haven't been calling you. It's not me. Someone with experience was able to point him in the right direction. Young people, be willing to open up your heart for some counsel. And if you think you've got it all figured out, You don't. You know, there's things that people have had some experiences that can keep you from some trouble. It'll spare you some heartache. And I know there are some things all of us, we do learn on our own by failure. It's true. But it is a wise child that can watch someone else touch a hot stove and be burned and say, you know what? I'm wise enough to know that that stove is hot and I don't have to touch it to figure it out. People say, well, I need to figure it out for myself. If you want to be burned, you have that choice. But if you would be willing to take counsel when someone says that'll burn you if you do it, it'll bring heartache down in your life if you make that decision. Well, let's move on. Samuel perceived that it was the Lord. He gave some instruction to Samuel, or Eli knew it was the Lord. So Eli gave Samuel instruction. He said, go lie down and it shall be, if he call thee, if he calls you the fourth time, don't give up after the third time. Don't give up. Fourth time's coming. The Lord, he said, go lay down and it shall be, if he call thee, this is what you should say. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. He took instruction and he took counsel. In other words, speak, Lord, I'm preparing myself to hear the voice of God. Now, this is a really simple message this morning. But I would encourage us in the Lord this week to prepare ourselves to hear what the Lord has to say. When we prepare our hearts to hear what God has to say, we have to be quiet and get still. You know, one of the reasons people don't like quietness, they want to fill it with, the world fills it with many times, with the vices that are out there, with the things of the flesh. You can say, well, I don't do those sinful things, but many people always have to have the radio on. They have to have something going to distract themselves. The Lord wants to speak to us in the quietness. Lord, I'm struggling. What do we need? Don't we need counsel then? Have you ever said, I need to go talk to the Lord? Has anybody said that besides me? It's a good thing to do. When you're tried and you're in temptation or you're vexed or whatever the case might be, it's like, I need to go talk to the Lord. Well, that's the best place to go. The Lord put it to me this way this week. How much better to say, I need to go listen to the Lord. There's a place, it's a privilege we have of pouring our heart out to the Lord. I count that a wonderful privilege this morning. But I believe that the Lord wants to talk to us. And people struggle. I need to know what to do, or there's a situation, or that. Do we really want to know what the Lord is saying? Lord, what do you want me to do? If you don't want to listen, you don't have to take time for Him. You can't force someone to listen to you. You can't do it. Because you can speak and they may hear the audible signals, but they'll shut you off. No growth is made when we shut things off, saints. With the Lord, we will not prosper unless we learn more and more to say, Lord, would you speak to me? Would you speak? I believe the answer to many of the problems, I'm not just talking about the world now, okay? I'm talking about us right here this morning. Many of our problems would be taken care of if we would listen and obey. What is the Lord saying? Lord, I'm going to go. Eli said, Samuel, go lay down and get quiet. And if you hear your name, isn't it a blessing that the Lord is still calling our name? I've got scriptures. We don't have time this morning. But there's other many scriptures where it teaches us that the Lord said, I know your name. I've called you by your name. And he said, Samuel, do you know the Lord wants to call your name this week? I believe that. And you may say, how do you know that? I really sought the Lord as I was seeking the Lord for the message this Sunday. And this isn't about me, but I want you to understand how this came about. I was praying and seeking and studying and studying, and I probably went all through the Gospels, and I was praying, looking to the Lord, and the Lord came through and said, this is what I want you. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Are you willing to listen this morning? Are you afraid of what He might tell you? It can cause you to wrestle with some things. I've been there this week. Lord, really? I'm glad He talked to me, though. Speak, Lord. I'm ready to listen. I'm ready to be quiet. And I'm ready to lay down my opinions and my feelings and my preferences. And we all have them. That's fine. But Lord, I'm going to get quiet and just let You talk to me. What do You have to say to me? Well, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. Do you know that we talk about that in relationships with people, and there's a lot of value there too. But that passage in the book of James was actually talking about the Lord first. Be swift to hear. Swift to hear what God has to say. And how does He speak? Through His Spirit and through His Word. You read the Bible, can you look at it and say, Lord, I want You to speak to me. Give me guidance. Give me direction. Reveal me to me. Help me to know how to deal with that person. Help me to know how to deal and work in this situation. Lord, help me to know how this problem in my life. Lord, what do You want me to do? We get quiet and be still, the Scripture says, and know that what? I'm God. Be still. Just get quiet. And so the Lord came and He spoke to him again. And the Lord came and stood and called as at the other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. I'm listening, Lord. What do You have to say to me? He called him by his name, and he was willing to lay down with an open heart to the voice of God and be humbled before Him. So what does the Lord have to say? Do you think the Lord has something to say to us this morning? Let's learn to get quiet. And this is very personal this morning. I'm going to stop running. The noise in the night. I'm going to go investigate. You know I'm speaking figuratively here. That I want to give the Lord time. Because see, we can drown out the voice of God by our running to Eli. I'm busy. Busy with work. Busy with church. Busy with doing the work of God. Busy serving You, Lord. But are You listening? Are You listening? And so we have to get quiet to do that. And I believe that many times when we literally get quiet, you will start hearing those impressions of the Spirit. And sometimes it makes us uncomfortable. But this is where we find encouragement. It's where we find strength. It's where we find guidance. It's where we are reproved. This is not what you need to be doing. See, this is the Word of God, isn't it? As you read the Bible, speak, Lord. I'm going to quit doing it my way. Lord, I want to know what Your will is. Thine ear shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. And they said, we will not walk therein. But Jesus said repeatedly, especially in the book of Matthew, He said, he that hath ears to hear, let him what? Let him hear. I would like to encourage you this morning in the Lord. If you don't remember anything else of the message, if you can remember these two words, speak, Lord. And for the Lord to speak and for us to understand, we're going to have to get quiet. See, let's not do all the talking. We need to learn to be students and be instructed rather than to always be the instructor. You understand? With the Lord, we can do all the talking. But we need to be quiet and say, Lord, I want to learn. Help me, Lord. I'm listening.